1400 meters. Lesson number one, Magical Spring. You did shorten from 12 to 1 down 11 to 2, so there will be deductions. In the meantime, Lady Jerome and Rachel Vinica are installed. Craig Zaki and Vivian. Sipasitle et Lingua. Jenny Darling in 9. Tristan Godden and Pink Skies to come up to 4. Nicholas Patel, Midnight Garden. Gate 2. So gate 1 will remain open with the late scratching of number 1, Magical Spring, not striding out. Periwinkle to come up, Callan Murray. Lagatha the Queen, Caden Brewer. Spotney in the Sky, Kelvin Abib. Flags up, 1400 metres, and they sent on their journey, opening leg of the Pick 6. Number 5, Vivian last for the time being. Second to last, 9, Jenny Darling. Periwinkle, number 6, and Callan Murray. First one to react. The 3, Lady Jerome and Rachel Vinica, second into the turn. Lagatha the Queen is the grey in third. Then we have Midnight Garden racing in fourth. Lagatha the Queen, quite eager around them. Spotney in the Sky improves the neck. Then is a length and a half away, too. Pink Sky and Jenny Darling, 2 lengths, Vivian and Craig Zaki past the 800-meter marker. Periwinkle and Callan Murray. They're going to try and go from barrier to box, leading 3 parts of a length. Lagatha the Queen's in second. Lady Jerome corners in third. Just on 550 meters to the judge. Down the inside, Pink Skies. But it's Periwinkle looking to build on the lead. Gets away 3 lengths inside the 400. Spot me in the Sky. Pink Skies, Lady Jerome, at the 200-meter marker, and Periwinkle's clear out by 2 or 3 lengths, hands and heels. Jenny Darling's running on towards the outside, then Spot Me in the Sky, but it's all Periwinkle for the win. Callan Murray, easy stuff by 2. Spot Me in the Sky, second. Then came Pink Skies, third. Jenny Darling ran fourth. Periwinkle builds on that debut performance, number 6, Teeny Prinsloo, the daughter of Skit Skizzle, for the International 500 Racing Syndicate, nominee Mr. Gilbert, Callan Murray, Bosworth Farm Stud, 80,000 ran by, led them a merry dance, kicked away at the top of the lane, and that was the closest they got to number 6, Periwinkle. Builds on that debut performance, and we'll get into the winner's enclosure. Second, number 8. Third, number 4. And fourth, to number 9, Jenny Darling. Clear cut. Race number 3. Late scratching number 1, Magical Spring. Just having a look to see who the tote favourite ended up. But at this point in time, Periwinkle shot away from the opposition. And the tote favourite is your winner, number 6, Periwinkle, at 2 and 50. So if you were on number 1, Magical Spring, number 6, Periwinkle, will bring you through with an effortless performance, run down to the line, and absolutely waltzed in. He has a nice side-on shot.